Today's table talk is Rich. So if you get your elements ready, I'll begin. So I was reading through Micah this morning. I won't go deep into the background of why or when Micah was written, but once again, God was not happy with the faithlessness of his people, of those who call upon the name of the Lord. The people are not following God's ways. Micah was giving warnings to them, but he wasn't the only one. His contemporaries, Isaiah, Amos, Hosea, they had similar messages as well during this time that Micah was written. So in the book of Micah, the first three chapters are devoted to his warnings about what will happen if the people of Jacob and Israel don't turn from their ways and follow him. So chapter four turns a corner. Micah tells of the last days that are, and especially in chapter 4, verse 5, this is where I want to land, and it goes like this. All nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Now, I could have used dozens of other passages for my point this morning, but I was reading Micah. Commitment. That's a tough word, commitment. God's prophets have harsh words for those who stray, for those who are not committed to the ways of the Lord. We can zoom forward all the way to Matthew 8. And there was a teacher of the law who said, yeah, I'll follow you. And Jesus' response was, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Commitment. Jesus says, follow me, all in. Take up your cross, all in. Peter, you will fall away on account of me. Surely not, Lord. I'm all in. Yeah, commitment. God first, God last, God only, God always. Well, we stumble and fall. We may stand strong in our commitment. We may seek first the kingdom of God, and we may even walk in the name of other gods. I know. But one thing is for certain. Jesus was, is, and forever will be all in, 100% committed. And every Sunday morning, we share a reminder of that. So if you get your cup and your bread or your cracker, whatever you have this morning, let's share in that commitment. When Jesus said, I'm all in. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this bread, this cracker that represents your flesh, for the life that you gave for us, oh Lord. So that you can help us in following in your ways and committing ourselves to the one true God. Lord, be with us this morning through the struggles that we have and the hard times and also the good, oh Lord, that we may never stray from your path that you have set out for us. So we take up our cross and this bread and this cup. May you be glorified, oh Lord. Amen. Let's eat the bread together. And Lord, thank you for the blood that was shed, the sacrifice giving for us, O God. What a sacrifice that was. But Lord, we also know that 3 days later, you rose to life again. And that promise gives us hope of true life in you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.